Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Before we begin, I'd like you to just take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to just come back to who you are. Allow yourself to just be present. So you can truly hear what we're going to talk about today. Take a deep breath. Very good. How much focus and energy are you putting on worrying about things? This is a question that all of us need to ask ourselves. For we know that what we focus on is what we create more of in our lives. If we are worrying constantly about finances, relationships, or just about anything, all we're doing is giving the negative side of any issue the power. And as the powerful law of attraction teaches us, we attract into our lives more of what we are focusing on. If we are worrying about debt, we're focusing on debt. If we're worrying about a relationship being in danger, you're focusing on a relationship being in danger. If you're worrying about screwing up at that meeting, you are focusing on screwing up. It's just like those times when something negative happens in your life and you realize that you have been either thinking or worrying about that exact same thing. Like when you don't get the job and know that you'd been worrying about not getting the job. Same thing as when the guy doesn't call and you've been worrying about the guy not calling. Or you are not on time for that important meeting and you've been worrying about not being on time. Okay, I want you to remember the next phrase. In fact, I want you to not only remember it, I want you to memorize it. I want you to burn this into your brain. Here it is. What I resist persists. What I resist persists. What I resist persists. You get it? You get the idea? Worrying puts the focus on the negative side of any situation, and what you're focusing on is exactly what is going to manifest into your life. End of story. Period. The awesome news is that you can switch worrying to expecting the best in any situation. Now, I know that that seems like, well, duh, of course, but I have found that this is one of the most crucial awarenesses we can have. Our ability to be aware of worry and switching it to expecting the best. I guarantee that there is something right now that is floating around in your vibration that you're worrying about, and if you're not careful, it will manifest into something that will not be on the positive side, unless you can switch it. When you switch your worrying about any issue in your life to expecting the best, your vibration will change. When your vibration changes, your results change. That is the law. And that is how we are co-creators with the universe at every moment. I think one of the best ways to do this is to say to yourself something like, "How can it get any better than this?" Saying that will activate your imagination towards ways in which the situation could have a positive resolution. By the way, This is a great question to ask, even in positive situations, because it opens you up to more and more positive outcomes. Say yes if you love positive outcomes. And another great way to bring positive vibrations into a worrying situation is to say to yourself, lots can happen in this situation. When you say this sentence, lots can happen in this situation, it opens you up to other possibilities other than just the negative, worrying outcomes that you've been focusing on. Lots can happen in this situation. Another thing that will help is to think of worrying as praying for something that you don't want. I want to say that again, just to emphasize this. I want you to think now and in the future that worrying is literally praying for something that you don't want. Why would you do that? So say yes if today you will change your worrying to expecting the best. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.